good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and welcome to the program. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, August 18th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. Thank you very much.
You sound pretty chipper.
I am.
Well, good.
It's Tuesday, and you're here.
You're smooth, I tell you what.
Yeah.
You're just like a good drink of moonshine.
Yeah. I didn't think moonshine was smooth.
Well, I don't know. I never tasted it. I don't think I want to. From what I've heard, it'll burn all the way down.
All the way down and then some.
Hey,
gold. Gold today didn't burn down. It burned up, if there's such a thing like that. Up $19, but you know what? It wasn't the high of the day. We had a high of 2016, and so we're currently at 2003 on the New York spot price aftermarket, so up $19. Silver is up 31 cents at $27.86. The high of the day was 28.56. Platinum was up $10 at $966. Palladium was up 20 at $2,232. And that old rhodium, man, that rhodium is just cranking, man. I mean, it was sitting at, I don't know what it was sitting at, like 5,000 forever. It didn't move, not a penny. Now we're at 12,000, so, yep. But that's what gold's going to do, and that's why I always bring rhodium. You don't want to buy, that's what we're going to see gold do. Rhodium today was up 7%, $700. That's what we're going to see gold do. So get used to it. But when you see the $700 up, you're going to see $700 down too. So these are things that you just have to focus on the fundamentals. No one talks fundamentals except me. And you'll do well. You had the USDX today was weaker by 0.54. We're ready to dip into the 91 level. 92.29. USDX. Crude oil was down 29 cents at 42.60. Paper markets today, the Dow was down 66 points, 27,778. The NASDAQ, all tech, up 81, 11,210. S&P up 7 at 3,389. Let's see. Everything else was barely moved overseas in Europe and Asia, so not even worth reporting on that. And, there's so much going on. You know, the big thing is the dollar is falling to a 27-month low, and it's the lowest in more than 2 years as the ongoing effects of the Federal Reserve stimulus programs weakened. The dollar, this is the fifth consecutive day. But, of course, on the other hand, it lifted the stocks to record highs. So, it's funny that, there's people who look to the dollar as a function, as a safe haven. It isn't. It isn't. It never will be as long as a fiat dollar. It's not a safe haven. Governments, everybody believes governments guarantee treasuries, but they don't. There's no guarantees in this life. There's one. And you've seen these Fed programs. They pushed risk assets to all-time highs. So it just amazes me, Butch, why anybody would be holding any paper stock at this point in time. I mean, are you kidding me?
I don't know, Millie. I don't know. It's still looking good in numbers. But if they would just take a look at what your profits are, I think they find out that it's not so good after all.
Yeah, you're right. And it's not going to hold. But that's what they're betting on. That's what this whole country is betting on. That as long as that stock market is high, everything is good. The stock market is not the economy. So, the stock market is the Federal Reserve pumping stimulus into it. Lying to you. That's what they're doing. They're lying to you. So we had a great day for gold. We're not going to and I guess the stocks, the record close fully wiped out any coronavirus losses. We have such short memories. Such short memories. And Butch, the headline today, Trump, we may have to redo the election.
Yep.
How long have I been calling for that one?
He's also saying, what's a third term?
How long have I been calling that one?
Absolutely, you certainly have.
For a year?
At least.
But I won't get any headlines. I won't get the headline saying that I predicted. But, yeah, can you believe that? I didn't see where he said he wanted the third term. Do you have anything on that?
Well, he's making a speech. I think it was in Pennsylvania where he mentioned. I didn't look at it too deeply. But he mentioned that he would have to, maybe what she needed a third term because Democrats tried to cheat him out of the first one.
Wow.
That was what he said. Yeah. So,
well, you know, the funny thing, and this is what I've been saying also. Hey, if there's a problem, and if you think that they're going to take over the election by mail-in voting, then why'd you wait 2 months before the election to do anything about it? You fix it. I mean, they have everything at their fingertips to do whatever is necessary. You know, there's no we'll fix you. You want to have mail in? Well, okay, yeah. There could be fraud, so we're going to fix it to make sure that there isn't. Nobody does anything to fix it because they don't want to fix it. We're not even sure that there would be enough fraud in order to make a change in the election, Butch. We don't know.
No, we don't know. No, I mean, you know, there probably will be fraud. There almost always is fraud. That's been going on for a long, long time. This may be the worst ever. I don't know that. But we're not going to cut it out. It's way, way beyond that. We're not going to fix it. There's just no way. People say that Trump won the last time just because he asked many votes, he couldn't deny him the election. That may be true. But I can't, I want to tell you. I mean, do you remember the hanging chads back in what? What mm-hmm. was it? 2000? Mm-hmm. You know, we had hanging chads, and we had to recount. Don't think that when you vote, especially on national level, there isn't voter fraud. I mean, Obama took states with 100% vote when he ran a second time. This is ridiculous. Come on.
Yeah.
Think about this.
You know what? But they've known this, so fix it. But both sides use it.
They don't want to fix it.
They don't want to fix it.
You know, chaos causes confusion, and confusions keep people's mind occupied while they shaft us. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like a magician. You watch your right hand, I'll do the trick with the left hand. As long as they keep you distracted, they can do what they want to, and keep your minds on trivial things. And I won't say trivial, but things that you know that we can't see any answer to, and they don't want to fix them. So they keep us occupied, and our eyes on something else. So it's worked very well for a long, long time. Why would they change tactics?
No, but it's just, you know,
Well, we got, good gosh, we got less than three months left before election.
Oh.
It's hard to believe that those 4 years went by so quickly, but they have. It's hard to believe that Trump had 2 years with complete control of both houses, got nothing done. And you can say, well, the Democrats did this. And I'm not saying they didn't. I'm not making a point on that. Nothing was done. And ever since then, it's been a total chaotic state. And it could be because Trump is actually trying to change things and he's hated for it. I don't know that for sure. But all I know is nothing's really been accomplished that they say he won't accomplish. Maybe he's just totally outnumbered, so to speak, by the swamp creatures. But I have seen not much change. And I don't expect to see anything change much in the future except for the worse. I'm just being waiting to tell the way it is. You can call me whatever you want, a pessimist, whatever. But November is going to be a very, very dangerous month.
Well, I agree. I mean, you know, DC has not changed. It's still the same. What's changed?
And now it's when I didn't have the states. That's why I didn't to Washington State and other places where they're having riots and all kinds of turmoil and it's falling apart. It's changed. If anything, it's gotten much worse over the last 4 years. Maybe because Trump has, when I stepped out there, but it's gotten worse.
The change has happened in this country. The change has happened to the people.
That's right.
And you can't, I mean, you can blame all the liberal Democrats and so forth, but it really, when you have this much division, it takes both sides.
Yes,
and I'll tell
you
what, I tuned in for about 5 minutes of the DNC on the convention. And you talk about hate coming from these people. No wonder there's so much hate. I mean, I was just, it wasn't that I was shocked. It was just disgusting, the things that they were saying and what their message. They have no message. They absolutely have no message except get Trump out. And I mean, they looked hateful. You can almost see their horns grow out of their heads, Bush.
I know that's true. And I almost had on the air. I mean, some of them are practicing witches, and that's not just a statement out of the wind. They truly are. And we're seeing that they are evil, and that, unfortunately, it's not just Democrats, but in this case, you mentioned about DNC, it is, and that's just the way it is.
Well, the thing of it is that the Republicans don't do anything about it.
No, they don't. They don't. When Trump had 2 years unopposed, basically, to get something done, what did he try to do? Somebody tell me what he tried to do and was blocked by the other Republicans. Something of any value. I didn't see him do anything in 2 years. I kept waiting. Well, maybe he'll do something, not because he has both houses. The people handed him, I guess you could say, the presidency and the houses on a silver platter and said, here, you said you're going to fix it? Here's your chance. He did nothing. Basically nothing.
You can't blame Mueller. You can't blame the investigation that took his time, that he couldn't do it. You know, because I hear that all the time. Well, he was sidetracked. Really? If I was innocent, I say let them do their things. That's why you have attorneys. His attorneys should have been handling everything to where he didn't have to worry about anything, and he could have done the job that he said he was going to do.
He still had control of both houses.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he could have done something if he really wanted to. I think could have, unless the houses were still stood against him.
Now you can say, well, he did the tax cuts. All right, he did the tax cuts. How did that work out for you?
Didn't make a dime, but there's a difference to me that I could tell.
And they expire for people like us. They expire.
Yep, they do.
In 2024.
And what did it do to the budget? And, of course, that's out the window now. But what did it do to the budget even then?
Yeah, that wasn't the best thing for this nation.
No, it wasn't.
You know, we talk about Obama and all the Bernanke pumping all the billions of trillions of dollars coming out of 2008 recession. Tax cut wasn't anything. It wasn't any different. It was still a stimulus.
The tax cut was for show.
It was to keep it going for as long as possible.
Yes, it was. I know,
but it's no different.
My oldest son told me it cost him a couple $1,000 more to pay taxes, and he's not making millions a year either. So, but I tell you something.
So it helped the multinational corporations, and how many of these manufacturing plants have come back to this country in a meaningful way? Yeah, that helped. So, the big things, you know, the big promises and so forth. The wall, Mexico's going to pay for it. You know, that's just, it's a mess.
It is a mess.
Everything that they try, you look at the health care. It's a mess. It was a mess when he got in, don't get me wrong. But it isn't fixed either. But anyway, what's next? I don't want to be going on.
Well, there's
oh, we're going to get some calls.
Well, we can go on about that for a long time. I mean, really and truly, I didn't watch anything with the DNC. I can't stomach it anymore. It's almost like watching the news about coronavirus. I can't stomach anymore. I just can't stomach anymore. You know, so I'm just sick of it, and I don't know where they're going to take all this. We'll have to wait and see. But on the other hand, you know, you and I, all of us in this country as a whole, have taken so much for granted, Melody, all of our lives. We never really thought much about the infrastructure and things go on. We've had electricity. The electricity's there unless something knocks it off for a couple of days. We have electricity. We turn the switch on, we got electricity. We turn on the heat, we got heat. We turn on the water, we got water. That's something we take for granted. Well, California is losing that luxury. It says California's facing largest power outage in its history this week and made a record heat wave. As California struggles to rebound from the coronavirus pandemic, wielding heat and wildfires, it's facing another dangerous crisis, blackouts. As temperatures break records across the state, California energy officials announced the first rolling blackouts in the state since 2001 and warned that the state was bracing for what could be the largest power outage it has ever seen. So, California, and we have more to talk about California, too. California will be crumbling. The Pacific Gas and Electric is actually bankrupt. The infrastructure is crumbling. The society is crumbling. It's been under liberal rule now for how many years, locally and statewide? But we're going to discuss a minute where California is set to pass the nation's first wealth tax. And that's going to go well. People that are going to want to leave the state, that you know, they won't live there because they're paying tax on unfair taxes on what they make. But California has destroyed itself, Melody. What was once considered the golden state, the state everybody wanted to move to, has literally destroyed itself with its liberal politics, has it not?
It really has. And, I mean, again, you can go city to city to city that has had these runs of Democratic rule, and it's just not the governors and so forth. It comes all the way down to the cities and
yes,
everything. So, you know, it's, and I'm sure there's some Republican ones out there, but not to the degree of these Democrats. And you would think that they would take note. The only thing I can take note to is that we're heading into a break, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival. We will find you. Acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. Silver Eagles, you know, I keep telling you folks, you know, it was funny, a week ago, it was 30 days to 45 days until we got product in on Silver Eagles. Then you had that big dump in the price. And then all of a sudden, well, they're only 2 weeks late now. And then all of a sudden, well, you know, there's very little delay now. I mean, you know what? These people, it just irritates me. The prices haven't come down. They've come down a little bit, not much. But the availability for Silver Eagles have certainly freed up. Now, it still takes time. They're telling us now about a week out, but it's still going to take time for those 30 days to come through, because they'll have to come through first before we get to a week. So everybody that's been waiting for the Silver Eagles, hopefully we can you'll be receiving them in the very near future. So that's the good news. And, of course, I think you're going to begin to see product. But again, record high stock market? Who cares about gold? Warren Buffett does. He bought gold shares yesterday after how many 80 years of telling people what a worthless piece of investment gold is. He finally bought some gold shares yesterday, big time, in the Barrick Gold. And that's the insider's, gold mine, Barrick. The elite. So that's why he bought that.
You know, you can trust Warren Buffett. He would never lie.
Oh, yeah. But the point is,
he's all about the common man.
But the point is, he bought it.
Right.
He's knowing where the gold market is heading. And, you know, I mean, I'm certainly not a fan of Warren Buffett. Don't misunderstand. I'm not a fan of his. You know, if you're an inside trader like he is, anybody can do it. So, you know, a lot of his investments really aren't as good as, you know. But anyway, we'll talk about that someday. What's next?
Well, we'll make another comment about the rolling blackouts in California. We think, well, that's clear across the West Coast. That doesn't bother me. We need to put ourselves sometimes in a position of people that live there that are stuck there. You know, they've worked all their lives, and they try to have a piece of property, and they like where they live, maybe to the point that, you know, they moved there because they liked it there. Now they're living in a place where maybe they can't pay for their homes, or maybe if they are, but they can't afford to sell them and get out of there if they wanted to, and the power is going to go out. Rolling blackouts. You know, that's got to be a little bit inconvenient, Melody, not to mention dangerous. You know, there are brownouts that can destroy appliances and everything. So, folks, we not just shrug it off and think, well, poor California. That could be poor Pennsylvania, poor West Virginia, poor Missouri, poor Pennsylvania. Anywhere. It could be anywhere. It could happen anywhere with the way this nation is going. It probably will. So think about that. But California is set to pass the nation's first wealth tax targeting the ultra-rich. It was about 9 years ago when consulting company BCG first suggested that in a time of out-of-control spending and soaring debt loads, the only fiscally sustainable solution was to implement a wealth tax. Now listen to this. The only fiscally sustainable solution was to tax somebody. How about to quit spending so much money, you dummies? but anyway. While the idea was well ahead of its time in 2011, 2011 and was quickly shut down in a court of public opinion. Several years later, none other than the IMF resurrected this idea of a wealth tax, which is now the IMF is involved in our government's taxation. People, is this sinking in? Don't cut expenses, raise taxes. Which has only gained momentum in recent months, and despite widespread grassroots pushback, the concept of wealth tax had moved front and center, and most recently, the chairman of Capital Economics, Roger Boodle, said that the world's wealthiest could be subjected to higher tax rates as governments scramble to fund spending and repair their economics amid the coronavirus crisis. And I know this goes on, but Oakland Democrat Bob Bonta and his idea, the author of the tax proposal AB2008, so we must consider revenue generation. Melody, the answer for government has always been, because it's a blood-sucking organism, is not to cut back on spending and cut back on what it's doing. It's to increase revenue generation. How they do that? They dig in your pockets, people. They take it from you to feed themselves, so then glut themselves with more spending and waste, and that's how governments survive. They don't survive by producing anything. Governments do not produce. Please let that sink in. Government does not produce electricity, does not produce trash pickups, government does not produce food. Government only spends and absorbs what you have earned. Government produces nothing. Please let that sink in. Go ahead.
But aren't some of the people blood-sucking, too?
Oh, of course.
I mean, you know?
Of course. But the government is something that you and I can control. We might be able to control individuals when you see what's happening, like monopolies or whatever. Maybe that could be something done about. But as far as a federal and state government, it's hard for individuals like you and I to say, hey, that's not right. Don't do this. But that's for 200 years, even when this country first started, government had to tax to pay its wage, and taxation within limits, of course, are needed and absolutely right, biblically and every other way. But when it becomes to the point that they glut themselves at the expense of the people and bleed them dry, Melody, it becomes a moral and economic crime, does it not?
You know, it does.
You know, and if the people tolerate it, more power to the government is all I can say.
You know, I had a conversation this weekend with an old friend, and we were talking about the power. And you know, if the power goes off, I mean, it takes this country back, what, to the 60s or something? Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to travel back in time, just watch this power go down and see how easy it is. And when you think about how far we've really advanced, I mean, they had fax machines, what, World War I? I mean, a lot of the things that... How have they all improved? The only thing in improvement in technology is what? You get pretty pictures on your cell phone. You've got apps so you can play games. You know, and I mean, certainly there's been technology. I get that. But really? Telephones? How long have there been telephones around? How much have they improved? Except for the pretty pictures and the apps.
And to be quite honest, this is going to make a lot of people mad at me, but I want folks, before you get upset, think about this. How do we really all need cell phones? Did we function without them before and got by okay? Do we really all need a handheld computer 24/7 to absorb our time and take away from family time? Do we really need that? Oh, yeah, preacher, we need that now. Keep in touch. No, you don't. They can still make old-fashioned telephones, and they actually make conversation around the dinner table. How's that for an idea? No. All these things, Melody, we call conveniences, and so something really to brag about, are unneeded luxuries.
Yeah, and you know what's scary? Every day, my cell phone will come up and show me how much time, if I increased or decreased my time on the phone. And sometimes it scares me, because I look at it and I think, oh my gosh, I didn't think I was on it that much. Now, I don't know what it all includes, because I never really looked at it. I don't know if it includes texting and, you know, the whole thing, or just, you know, a telephone call or whatever. And I'll have to look at it tomorrow morning to see exactly what it... But it shocks me sometimes to see the amount of time that I was on it. It's like, well, I didn't spend that much time on it. I know I didn't.
It sneaks up on you.
Yeah, it does.
It does. It does. So, there you go.
They're terrible.
They truly are. We shouldn't have been invented. But that's the way it is. Another article here that we'll go back from California and out back to the East Coast to New York. New York is finished. Big Apple, born and bred entrepreneur, pens devastating blog on why the city will never recover after being devastated by COVID, looting, and a crime wave. James Artusher has left New York City for Miami and may never return. In a blog post on Monday, he said business opportunities, culture, and the food scene in New York City had all gone. They were wiped out by COVID-19, then a week of riots and looting sent other residents running for the other cities. Now crime and homelessness is on the rise, which is stopping people from coming back. It means that the city is not likely to recover as it has from every other crisis. After 9/11, people were forced back to their office job because the internet speed was too slow for people to work from home, he said. Now businesses can function entirely from Zoom. And I don't know how true all that is, but I do know that New York City infrastructure also is falling apart. Businesses are closing down. Fifth Avenue, Melody, looks like a ghost town. Have you seen a picture of Fifth Avenue lately? All the windows boarded up in places. The stores are boarded up.
Yeah.
Fifth Avenue. I mean, didn't Fifth Avenue once drip of the wealth of the country? Extravagance of the country? Fifth Avenue? Well, how about that? A Saks Fifth Avenue. You know, about whatever. Look what's happened. The infrastructure, and I'm convinced that the coronavirus was absolutely part of the plan to bring this about. I guarantee it was. It was, and it's worked very well. Any comments?
Nope.
I mean, folks, we got to look back and think. We got to recover the art of thinking and reasoning things through. We got to turn off the TV set, listen to the garbage on there, look at the results of what's going on, look around us, and think things through. Sincerely, objectively, learn how to think again. You mentioned the war on the dollar is heating up. This is kind of serious. Experts are again sounding the alarm that the dollar could lose its role as the world's reserve currency. It's a frequent and historically unconsummated concern, but things may actually be different this time. What's happening? New data from the Bank of Russia show the country now receives more euros and dollars for its exports to China, with the share of goods purchased in euros, listen to this, folks, rising from 0.3% in the start of 2014 to nearly 51% at the end of Q1 this year. Now, did you hear that? A 50% increase. Over of using euros to a dollar. The share of euros Russia's receives for exports to the European Union increased to 43% from 38% at the end of last year. The euro is the dollar's strongest competitor, making up the second largest percentage of global currency reserves, 20% of central bank holdings versus about 60% for the dollar, according to IMF. Combined with recent efforts by the EU policymakers to provide wide-ranging fiscal stimulus and release pan-European bonds, efforts by Russia and China to increase the euro's use could make the continental currency a serious challenge to the dollar. To go up from 0.3% to 51%, Melody, since 2014, that's a huge difference, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and I mean, when you look at the euro, I mean, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer. It was an awful long span, but for it to reverse its and to be where it's at today and take the dollar down a little bit, but I mean, it just goes to show you how investors can change markets. There's no free markets out there. Nothing is being done on its own, and I think that's what they'll have to do to control it, and that's why I've always believed that there'll be a basket of currencies. And they'll throw gold in there to stabilize it. So gold will become the monetary metal. Is it going to be 100%? No. It's not going to be 100%. But it's going to be a percent enough to stabilize world currencies. Because that's the only way they'll be able to continue global trade. Well, it's not the only way they'll be able to continue global trade. But, I mean, that'll be one of the ways to, in their minds, to you know, to fool the people into thinking that that they got everything. It's something that they'll have to do.
Well, so. Fiat currencies have been the norm worldwide for longer than you and I've been alive, basically. So what do you expect? It had to collapse. It had to come down. And we're just seeing results of a lot of maneuvering and finagling around by world powers and leaders and financial systems to try to keep it afloat a little while longer. But obviously, it's starting to crumble. That's obvious. I mean, that's obvious, people. Go to the store and look at what you're paying for food now. You know, and I was reading the food prices are not going up all that rapidly. I don't know where people shop, but it's went up around here quite a bit, especially in meat and these type products.
That's what I always said. I want to shop where these guys in Washington shop.
Yeah.
Probably be able to get a hamburger. Probably be able to get a hamburger in D.C. for $1 a pound.
Oh, that is amazing how this works out. But, you know, this next are coin shortage hits retailers, laundromats, and even the tooth fairy. The national coin shortage has been an unusual side effect of the pandemic among its victims, retailers, laundromats, even the tooth fairy. The Federal Reserve announced in June that the supply system for coins had already been severely disrupted by the pandemic. While there are still enough coins out there, they aren't circulating as freely because many businesses have been closed and consumers aren't out spending as usual. The U.S. Mint and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says have urged Americans to use their coins or turn them in for now. As the economy recovers and businesses reopen, the coin supply is expected to normalize. In the meantime, people have been forced to find workarounds. Retailers large and small have urged shoppers to use cards or exact change whenever possible. Some won't provide change. Grocery giant Kroger Company is still accepting cash, but offers customers the option to load their coin into a loyalty card to use on the next visit or to donate the balance to charity. Convenience store chain Wawa offer customers a free beverage at some of its stores if people bought in $5 worth of coins or sandwich for $50 or more. Community State Bank, a regional bank chain in Wisconsin, even offered $5 bonuses for every $100 worth of coins that people brought in. They had to suspend it after a week due to overwhelming response. So they're actually doing things to try to get people to encourage them to spend their coins. Okay. There you go.
Have you run into any of that? Have you run into any of that?
I haven't.
I haven't either.
Yeah. I haven't either. My son did up in Clarksburg a month so good, but I haven't run into it at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. So we'll have to wait and see what the future holds, I guess.
Yeah, the future holds a break for us.
The future holds, yes.
Yeah. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. We'll be right back.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188 for all your gold and silver coin needs. It's really nice, Butch. I just want to say this briefly, then we can move on. I've been getting many calls from folks that have been listening like forever, you know, almost from day one. And it just seems, of course, with the gold and silver heating up and everything else that's going on, it's, you know, they are listening to more radio now and so forth and taking advantage of buying gold and silver. But it's really nice. It really is nice to, you know, hear from those folks. And for all you listeners that you listen but have never called or, you know, bought anything, that's okay. But when you do and you tell me that you've been listening for such a long time, it is really nice. So thank you.
So, it is, you know, it makes you feel like maybe by the grace of God you're doing some good for somebody.
Yeah. So, you know, thank you.
It does make you feel better. It really and truly does. We had a lady from France contact us last week. We'll know how she could send donation. We want to send up Western Union somehow, but from France, Melody. So, that was kind of interesting. I found that
they
had several listeners. Yeah, from France. And they can understand what I'm saying. And, I mean, I found many people listening in Russia. Yeah, Russia and Saudi Arabia. So who knows? But anyway, we'll move on. This is so unfair. You know how much I hate property taxes anyway, right?
As much as I do.
I hate property taxes. I hate them with a passion. They go to fund something I don't believe in, public school systems, and they take them, whether they have them or not.
Tell you.
And if you can't take those, they'll take you home, people. That's what property taxes are. Minneapolis is forcing owners of destroyed businesses to pay 2020 property taxes in full, even though the business are burned down. After being robbed by looters, Minneapolis business owners are now finding themselves extorted by the city itself. During the rioting and widespread looting, no shortage of liberal pundits justifying the violence assured their audiences that the looting actually wasn't all that bad because it would be all covered by insurance. Melody, are you listening to the reasoning of these people? Don't worry, insurance covered, let them burn your place down. How's that for reassurance? Oh, most small businesses don't have insurance. And most insurance policies only cover risks that can be modeled, such as fires, natural disasters, etc., not riots. Even in the best-case scenario where a business does have insurance and is fully able to recoup the dollar value of everything stolen, the businesses still suffer the loss during the weeks and months they spend waiting to be paid up by insurance. Depending on the extent of the damage, it could be months longer until they're able to physically rebuild the store, costing them lost sales. And they can reasonably expect to see their insurance premiums go up. But it seems I'm getting ahead of myself because Minneapolis is putting yet another hurdle in front of the businesses who are now in position to rebuild. They may be 4.5 more months left to the year, but the city wants that the entire year's property taxes burden paid by those looking to rebuild before they can break ground. Did you hear what I said? Before they can start rebuilding, they got to pay property tax in advance. In Minneapolis, a desolate lot where Don Blaley's bookstore stood before being destroyed by the May riots, two men finished their cigarettes and then walked through a dangerous landscape filled with slippery debris and sharp objects. The city won't let Blaley haul away his wreckage without a permit, and they can't get another contractor to tell him how much it will cost to rebuild until that happens. So they can't get a contractor to give an idea what's going to cost, so the debris cleared away. but he can't do it to pay his prop tax year in advance. In St. Paul, where Jim Stage's pharmacy burned down during the same disturbance, crews have already removed the bricks and scorched timbers. A steel fence keeps out trespassers. Stage experts expect construction of the new Lloyd's pharmacy to begin later this month. The main reason for the difference in recoveries is simple. Minneapolis requires owners to prepay the second half of their 2020 taxes in order to obtain the permit. St. Paul does not. Melody, how is that fair to these businesses?
Well, there isn't anything fair about it. You know, these states need the money. I mean, they're broke.
And this is the city, though. This is the city.
Cities are broke, too. They're not any better off than, you know. So, I mean, that's the whole issue. They've all gone into debt. They're all broke. They're desperate for taxes. They'll create taxes. So your taxes are not going down. They've never... Taxes can't go down, won't go down, and it doesn't matter whatever place they can get it, they'll create them, they'll make them up, just like California.
Of course. But, you know, their businesses are destroyed.
Yes.
Why do they have to pay taxes on the business that's no longer there? Maybe for the piece of land that sets on, but the business is no there. Why do you pay tax on something that's no longer there? I mean, this is grossly unfair.
Because they tell them that they have to.
That's the whole point. And people wonder why, the government's wondering why people are getting upset.
I know.
I mean, they wonder why they're getting angry. Why are they right in the first place? We went through this before many times, but I hate property taxes. In a situation like this, it just proves a point even more. That these people who came, maybe his insurance is not going to help him rebuild, are going to pay their tax in advance so they can at least clean the lot up. Now that is absolutely one of the most cruel and inhumane things I've seen as far as taxation goes. These people are struggling, probably having a hard time just paying the bills, and then they do this to them. Go figure.
No.
Go figure. And another one from California, Hollywood's apocalypse now. Rich and famous are fleeing in droves as liberal policies and controversy turn city of dreams into a cesspit plagued by junkies and violent criminals. Now, you have to see a picture that goes along with this. You can't see it, of course, on radio, but the picture of Hollywood. Gold's Gym had become synonymous with the Hollywood dream. Set just a few hundred yards from the ocean in sun-kissed Venice Beach, Los Angeles Gold's was a backdrop for Pumping Iron, the 1977 documentary, which followed a young, unknown Austrian bodybuilder called Arnold Schwarzenegger as he prepared for the Mr. Universe contest. The film turned into an overnight sensation. He would go on to become a global superstar, marry a member of the Kennedy clan, and become governor of California. That street now, in front of the Gold's Gym, is set up with homeless tents, trash littering the streets, where this once was a showpiece of wealth and luxury. It's now a site of homeless people. Again, what's that tell you about California? L.A., San Francisco are literally falling apart to the point you can't walk down the street without stepping somebody's poop. That's America today. That's California, led by liberal idiots to the point that they've absolutely taken down their own cities, their own state. I wonder if anybody even cares.
That's just that I don't know who cares. Yeah.
That's so sad.
Who does care? I mean, when we fall, you know, our society is in such decay. The Democrats are getting in. If the Democrats get in there, they're going to spend like there's no tomorrow, whatever they can. If it doesn't collapse before, they'll spend until it does collapse to create infrastructure, because that's how they're planning on creating jobs. But there's no way to create jobs in this country.
Unbelievable.
You know, so, you know, and what we're seeing in California, okay, it's the Democrats. But it's everywhere in this nation, in one form or another.
Well, socialism Communism, same thing. Now, proving what they've been, Melody, for over many, 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 many decades to nations who accept them, like Venezuela and other places, what they end up having to do and what's done to the nation. You would think Americans would see that and run as hard as they could in the other direction. But obviously, it doesn't work that way. Americans either refuse to look or can't comprehend what's going on, one or the other. Either way, it shows how ignorant we are. But in North Korea, North Koreans are ordered to hand over decadent and bourgeois pet dogs for restaurant meat as the country is rocked by food shortages. I know we're laughing at that. It's for real, it's happening. They do eat dog in North Korea and other and Philippines,
other
Asian
countries.
Yes, yeah. They do.
China.
Dictator Kim Jong-un announced in July that owning a pet is now against the law. Authorities are identifying homes with dogs in Pyongyang and rounding them up. Some of the dogs are sent to state-run zoos or sold to dog meat restaurants. Now, folks, this sounds terrible. But they eat rats out of the streets in Venezuela because of their liberal policies, socialist policies. Why in the name of all that's holy do you think America is immune to these things? Why are we so arrogant and so stiff-necked and what we're looking for, decadent, that we think this can ever happen to us? Kim Jong-un has declared that pet dogs are a symbol of capitalist decadence and ordered that dogs in Pyongyang be rounded up, and owners are fearful that their beloved pets are being used to solve the nation's food shortages. Dictator Kim announced in July that owning a pet is now against the law, denouncing having a dog at home is a tainted trend of ideology. Authorities have identified households with pets and are forcing them to give them up or forcibly confiscating them and putting them down, a source told South Korea's Kosun Ilbo newspaper. So, I don't want to say. I mean, it says, still an estimated 1 million dogs are reared on farms to be consumed every year in South Korea also. So, it's not just North Korea, folks, just South Korea. But they're taking family pets to feed the people. Oh, Patriot, that would never hurt near. They would never take the farmers' cows to feed. No, that would never happen in America. We haven't made too long. We are so spoiled. Turkey hit by bank runs. Currency panic as locals sell everything to buy gold as the lira implodes. In Turkey, they're actually going out into the markets and buying all the gold they can find right in the street markets, trying to hedge their bet, so to speak, that they won't lose everything they have with the lira. So bank runs, currency panic, what they do, where they turn, where Melody's system has told you to turn for at least 20 years. Precious metals. Think about it, folks. Think about this. Denmark to make banks the rich fund this early retirement plan. Denmark is going to have a rich tax also. Denmark's Social Democrat-led government drew the ire of country's financial industry by unveiling a $3 billion or $4 million worth of additional taxes to fund nearly early retirement for certain categories of workers. The government plans includes a targeted corporate tax on banks and funds and for the most wealthy investors. Market returns, Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen told reporters Tuesday. So it goes on from there. We see another one coming in. Amsterdam. A beautiful city. I've never been to Amsterdam, Billy. Have you ever seen the pictures of Amsterdam?
Beautiful.
Oh, building on a swamp. You never know it. I mean, with water canals. Gorgeous, beautiful buildings. I mean, just something you see in a picture book. Amsterdam is literally falling in the cracks and sinkholes. Their pillars on their buildings are starting to collapse. Their infrastructure is collapsing also. So they don't have the money to fix it. This is not just America, folks. This is everywhere. The city is now collapsing. Amsterdam is going down the tubes, literally down the tubes. So why is it we think it can't happen to America? How do we become so arrogant and so smug in ourselves? We think it can't happen here.
And you know, the sad thing is, Butch, you know, when we used to talk about, you know, other countries and so forth and their problems, there was always this big spread between them and us. Even though we could say it was going to happen to us, but now that spread has gotten close. We're closer.
Oh yes.
To that happening to us than ever before. So that spread has gotten narrower. So when we talk about places like Amsterdam, and I mean, you know, pick all the places that Butch just talked, we're not that far away. And it's happening here too. I mean, there are parts of this country where it is happening. Maybe not 100%, but it's not that far away. And, you know, there's nothing that they... Our infrastructure, it is collapsing, crumbling. I don't want to even drive over a bridge, Butch.
I know. It is, and I know we're saying that kind of half-heartedly, but it's really true.
Yeah.
We are seeing America on its final legs, and it's maybe final, we'll call it glorious run, if you want to say that. The Turkey, you know, people are actually selling everything they have to buy gold. Denmark, they're going to tax the super rich in the banks, and Amsterdam is literally falling into the swamp. So how much more proof do we need? And North Korea is taking people's dogs so that people have something to eat. How much, folks, more evidence do you need to find out that communism and socialism does not work, yet we have even probably 50% of the Republicans or more are socialists themselves?
Yep.
And we wonder why we're in this mess. Wow. And that's it.
Well, you did great, Butch. I enjoy traveling the world with you, but it is you did hit some very good points, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate each and every one of you for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Bye-bye. A single penny left for me. That's too bad.